RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome in to a Friday edition of Sports Daily. Last Friday show of the year. We're excited about it. We'll make some football picks. We will get you the very latest on the Kansas City Chiefs and perhaps the Kansas City Royals as it pertains to the state of Kansas. Pretty big needle-moving news yesterday that we'll get into, dig into. Been all over that after the last 12 hours or so. So we'll have that for you as well. It's all coming to you here on KFH, where you can call us at 869-1240. You can leave us video messages, comments, commentary, questions, Facebook, YouTube, X. You can leave us voice messages on the Odyssey app. Thanks for watching us as well on 12 News Connected here. So those are all available for you. We'll have those topics. We'll get you ready for the football weekend. We'll get you ready for the basketball weekend, the college basketball weekend. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock, yeah. A cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager available at all three WBC brew pubs, east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland, Max Power producing. Good morning, TJ. How are you?
It's Friday. Mic's muted. Sorry. As I mentioned yesterday, all I keep thinking about is the fact that about 3:30 in the newsroom, I told you that I feel like I've got the senioritis to get to Christmas. And yeah, then 30 minutes later, we receive word that the Chiefs might move to Kansas.
This is the wildest. Yeah, you shouldn't have said that out loud.
Wildest 2.5 week span in maybe Kansas sports history going down in the month of December, where it's typically the only thing that matters is a bowl game, and we don't even have one of those this December. So the show goes on, as they say.
We should have had a bowl game, right? That was one of the stories that you're mentioning. We were supposed to, and then we didn't. So yeah, look, it's been an interesting stretch of days here. We'll miss them when they're gone, but they're here. They're here. Chiefs news yesterday. We'll dig into this, but just as we browse the headlines here, the Chiefs yesterday, and Sarin Petro had it first, that the Chiefs are meeting with lawmakers in Topeka, and to paraphrase him, somebody would really have to screw it up or they'll announce the Chiefs are going to come over to Kansas. We saw that. TJ saw that. Our newsroom saw that. Started to get in touch with lawmakers who could confirm to us that a meeting was happening, not necessarily that the Chiefs would be there, but the group that has been involved in trying to bring them over, the LCC, not LLC, LCC, is meeting, in fact, on Monday. And so, you know, basically, we should be there on Monday in Topeka. So something is happening. No reason to doubt. Sir Petro's reporting on that. It sounds like there is a real chance. Kansas Commerce Commission is getting involved now, saying they're aggressively, you know, they're trying to deny without denying. It sounds like the final deal could be in place.
It's basically, you know, at this point, it's the Department of Commerce. And I imagine the Chiefs are having a little bit too, because there's been a little bit of reporting coming out later last night about, like, well, it's not 100%. I think that's them just hedging themselves just in case something doesn't happen. But it sounds like the things that are happening wouldn't be happening unless something is going to be happening, basically, is the best way to put that.
Yeah, look, it's not like until the deal's done, especially in the business world like this, until the deal's done, it's not done. Right. Yep. Things can happen at the last minute. Missouri could come in with something at the last minute. But we've been at this a long time. And if something is in place and you're starting to hear these things, then, yeah, I mean, look, this could be the time. Now, the interesting part, and we'll dig into all of that in the next segment. The interesting part is none of that mentions the Royals. We don't know what's going on with the Royals. There were more statements put out that we'll read to you in a little bit about the Royals piece of this. So what does all of it mean collectively? Remember, they put in the money potentially to do the star bonds for both the Chiefs and the Royals. So that matters too. So we'll go through this. We'll go through this from the state of Kansas's perspective. Obviously, we'll give you our opinions on it. We're all voters, right? We all have an opinion on this. We're all entitled to one. So we'll dig in a little bit on that. And to the I can't tell if people are joking or if they're real, but I love it. People fearing that the Chiefs are moving to Topeka. Is pretty funny.
Hilarious.
Whether they're joking or not.
I'm telling you, the biggest thing that I've learned out of yesterday is that I think that maybe 75% of Kansans don't know what the capital of the state is. Because even
Missourians.
I don't know. Yeah, it's true. Maybe both. I think the fact of, like, they are, say, you see the ones where it's like Topeka, like, what? Why Topeka? Yeah. And then, like, and then you see the other side of it of, like, the Chiefs will meet in Topeka. And it's like, why are the Chiefs meeting in Topeka? Like, what's the big deal about Topeka? Yeah. Like, why are
those
they going
are
there?
Your Missouri,
like,
those are your Missouri guys, Chiefs fans. I don't think anybody in the state of Kansas is.
You guys never seen that giant Capitol building? That's what happens there.
They do business. Real quick, what's the capital city of Missouri?
Jefferson City. Jacob. Right. I could go. I might go 50 for 50 on Capitol. That was that
Vermont.
All right, I can't do 50-50. Vermilion. That's in South Dakota.
Montpelier.
That was kind of close.
New Hampshire.
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island's a state.
That's a state. I have no idea.
Wow, 50 for 50. How about 0 for 4?
0 for 2.
Jefferson City, though, had I not just looked that up, might have taken me a minute, just a second to remember that.
I can do my surrounding states, probably.
Yeah, I'm trying to. What are some of the weird ones? I can give you my surrounding. I just gave it away. New Mexico.
Is it Albuquerque?
Yeah, it is. But you get up into that Northeast and it's like,
I don't even think if you gave me a map, I could name all the states up there because they're all
Maine. What are we doing here? What about New York? Yeah. New York's kind of a tough one.
Is it Buffalo?
I think it's Albany, isn't it?
Oh, it's Albany. You're right. I knew it was Western New York.
Yeah. It's not as easy as it was when I was in the, I don't know, probably like fourth grade, fifth grade, whenever it was that we learned all that. But yeah, that's why they're in Topeka, Missouri fans, if you're listening. That's funny though. God, that was funny to see that reaction. The Topeka Chiefs. Like, I couldn't stop laughing at that yesterday. So I'll have the very latest on that. Not to worry. It's coming. Thursday Night Football was awesome. That's why I'm groggy this morning. 38-37 Seahawks win it. Just an absurd game with some crazy things happening in it. That is just the 2-point conversion at the end of the game. The fact that Seattle even came back down 15 in the fourth quarter. It was so good with stars all over the place. Matt Stafford, Puka Nacua, unstoppable right now. What a game. That was as good as we could have hoped.
It's true. Did you see any of the Sean McVay press conference afterwards?
I didn't. No, it was already late enough. I
happened to like walk in the door while they were doing the post game show and caught that. And it was only about like 4 minutes long. And it is the most unhinged press, like screaming at reporters screaming at him about all the, like every single question was about Puka. Then he tried to like stop himself because he knew he was getting unhinged. It was like, listen, that was a really good football game. And like went on this big football rant and then stopped. And somebody said, well, have you talked to Puka? What's Puka saying about this?
Is that really what everybody was asking him about?
Did you see the tweet
after the game about the
tweet after the game and talk crap on the refs
conversion call? I don't care that Puka got on there and complained about the refs.
It's just after everything else happened.
That was an incredible game. Puka apologized for something he clearly didn't understand and was clearly led astray on. He complained about the refs. Like, come on, man. That was an incredible game. I'm with Sean McVay on that. Get out of here. Like, ask it once, okay, and then let's move on.
I do think they would have gotten there, but they only got about 3.5 minutes of McVay after that because he just walked out.
Oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to go find that. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about the Chiefs, though. Maybe we'll get into the Puka story at the end of the hour before picks next hour. We're coming right back.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back into Sports Daily here on a Friday. It's a busy one, as we have had for the last 2-3 weeks. Basically, every story seems to be breaking at just about the same time. If you missed any of that first segment, a little bit of context here. Kansas City Chiefs may be coming to Kansas. We've seen an official meeting be called on Monday for the LCC, the group that's led the charge for the Chiefs, potentially coming across state lines. Soren Petro reporting that the Chiefs are expected to be at that meeting, and barring any mess-ups, it should be the meeting that announces the Kansas City Chiefs coming to the state of Kansas. Nothing's confirmed on that yet, only Soren's reporting, and now our speculation about what it all means. We talked about a little bit of inside baseball there in the first hour. And now, I imagine we dig in even deeper into this, Jacob.
Yeah, look, and just again, full disclosure for everybody, like there's a lot of opinion going into this and speculation. It's kind of like just connecting the dots, right? So you see things like this from reputable people like Soren Petro, and you're like, okay, there's something here. Let's look into this. There's been a lot of this, though, and it that also comes from people who've had real conversations, you know, with people in the organizations because they have those relationships. And sometimes it doesn't pan out completely, and sometimes it does without – like people, I think, are so ready for this to be at a conclusion that anytime there's anything, like we all want to jump there. This one does seem like it has more legs than normal. Like this feels as close as it's ever been. I will say that. But again, like until a dotted line is signed and you get some sort of official announcement, you have to leave the possibility open that something could change last minute. If Missouri is reading these same reports and hearing these same things, you better believe that they've been on the phone all night to say, do we have anything else left in us? Like, can we get any, like, what else do we have? They were never going to be able to offer what a Starbond could offer the Chiefs. And we're just talking about the Chiefs. We'll get to the Royals part of this in a little bit. Missouri can't do that. So when they made their pretty good offer, it was like, okay, I think the Chiefs were seriously considering, do we take that because we could stay here and do all these things? And at the end of the day, if the state of Kansas is really offering the amount of money to help you do what you're trying to do, like it's pretty hard to turn that down when you're not alienating your fan base at all. Like people can say, Chiefs fans can say, oh, you know, it's not at Arrowhead. But the reality is for most people driving to one of these proposed sites versus driving to where Arrowhead is, it's the same drive. And going across the state line means nothing. Who cares?
Listen, this is the one thing I brought up last, because people are like up in arms about this. And, you know, as we are, we're Kansans and we're, you know, we have rooting interests of what side of the state line it's on because, you know, benefits our state.
Everybody agrees on that.
I agree. And Arrowhead's the part that throws a kink and all that stuff. But people in Missouri, like, have, and I get it, it's an emotional day whenever you think that Arrowhead Stadium might be going away. They're saying, I'm never going to a Chiefs game again if they're moving to the Kansas side. I won't be making the trip over there. It's like, guess what? Franchises move states. They move across the country. They moved 10 minutes. It's going to be okay. Take a deep breath.
Kansas City from Dallas in the first place.
I know. Like, do you remember when the story broke about whenever the vote didn't pass 2 years ago now, and the Texas governor was like, hey, we'd like to have you back down here. And everybody's like, no, what? And so it's like, that could have been a thing. I don't think it ever was going to be a thing, but like teams do that. Like Kansas
and they
City
should.
Is,
and they should. Kansas they're City holding is, they're holding people hostage. Like I don't agree
I
with any
I
of that.
I agree, but like it's fortunate for Kansas Citians that they can move states, get a new stadium, and still be 10 minutes from your house. We're fortunate to have a giant city split down the middle of two states.
It doesn't change anything for the fans to drive there, except that they'll probably get a nice new stadium with a roof, and you won't have to make the decision of, do I really want to pay $500 to go sit out in 15-degree weather right now? Which is a big deal for the Chiefs, and it's becoming a bigger deal, and it's going to be a very big deal in years in which you miss the playoffs. You think anybody's going to go to that final home game at Arrowhead Stadium? Probably not. That's a big deal, especially if the weather sucks. So look, these people, NFL owners, get rich for a reason. Most of them are going to take the thing that's the best business decision. And the best business decision has always been Kansas, because Kansas is offering to help you pay for so much of the massive project that you're trying to take on, and you don't have to share any of the money that you make off of it. It's a hell of a deal, right? It's why a lot of voters don't want to do these kinds of things. I get it. This one's a little different. I've always said for the state of Kansas, the Chiefs, speaking just to the Chiefs, would become our greatest entertainment export of the state. It gives you a chance at Super Bowls, gives you a chance at massive state income tax infusion. There are things here, and star bonds are designed to do this for a reason. And there have been star bonds that work tremendously, and there have been some that are like, I don't know, maybe. I think a football stadium would work, because I think you get Super Bowl at least one, if not two here. You're going to get like events like if the World Cup comes, not that it's coming again, but something like that. That now comes over here. That money comes over here. So it makes a lot of sense on the Chiefs end. The other thing is too, it's been so bipartisan for the most part. There was one little tiny wrinkle there where they tried to make it partisan on us. And that has seemed to subside a little bit. And the only partisan there was, well, look at the other side not doing their job. Hey, look at there. Like there was just a moment of that. But everybody in Topeka, future home of the Topeka Chiefs, everybody there is seemingly thinking this is a good idea. I haven't heard many like decision makers say, yeah, I think the numbers add up here. So, but look, I get it. I get not wanting to pay billionaires, you know, pay for their toys that they get to play with and you don't. I get it. I totally get it. I do.
I get it from the fact of that. I'll say this. I'll preface Missouri. Probably they're on that stance. Like you guys are billionaires. Like why are we paying for your stadium? If Kansas has the opportunity to do this, like they did it right. You're supposed to do this. If you can bring the NFL to your state, shell out the money, pay for 70%. I think
it's not that simple. Like if you're going to lose money, that's not the right decision.
No, but if it's the NFL, chances are you're not going to lose money unless you're going to build a $10 billion stadium.
I agree, but there's a risk there. Listen, in this, like I am a risk. We've opened two businesses. Like I'm a risk taker. So I get that side of it, but there's no promise at the end of the tunnel that this thing pays for itself. There's no promise that, you know, it's a positive financial investment 20 years from now. If we look back at it, there's no promise of any of that. You're taking a risk here, but it feels to me like an appropriate risk for the state of Kansas. Yeah. It feels appropriate to me.
This is the way, like we talk about this analogy a lot. If you're at the blackjack table and this is the hand that you've got in front of you, you're supposed to hit. This is how you play the game. They're doing it right. I think the conversation to have on Sports Talk Radio this morning is the fact of, you going to miss Arrowhead Stadium? Where is Arrowhead Stadium at for you? You're not from Kansas, but nostalgia-wise, is there something there?
Yeah, look, I'm not from the state of Kansas. The Texas Rangers are my favorite team of any team that I've invested the most money in, been to the most games of, and they built a new stadium literally across the sidewalk from the old one. The old one, which was my very favorite place to be.
It's a cool place.
It's a great stadium. And I was very sad. And I'm like, really? They didn't need to do this? And then I went to the first game at the new place in the air conditioning and not 107 degrees and humid in Dallas, Fort Worth in July. And I'm like, okay, yeah, this was probably the right call. And it sucks because that stadium's just sitting there and it's a beautiful, wonderful place.
My take on it from the start of this thing, and I've said it on the radio before because we've now been talking about this for 2 years, I believe. I need to look up what day
it was. That's right.
It's been 2 years. I am under the impression that Arrowhead Stadium, I started kind of, you know, rolling my eyes a little bit whenever in the press releases the Chiefs started calling it historic Arrowhead Stadium, where it's like, I mean, it's old, but like, Arrowhead Stadium isn't Lambeau. It's not Wrigley Field. It's not Fenway Park. It's not even Allen Fieldhouse. Like, if the Chiefs, it's old. It's not historic. Like, that's the thing, you know? Like, it's a stadium, and if the Chiefs didn't win the three Super Bowls that they've won in the last decade, it wouldn't be historic. If they were still terrible like they were a decade ago, people would say, like, I mean, yeah, let's get a new stadium. What are we going? Why are we going to sit in this concrete jungle? Then we could have something nicer, you know? Like, what's the big deal? There's no relevant memories in the stadium. Now there is, and it makes it hard.
I don't agree that it's not historic. I do think that it's historic. Like, from not being here, like, it's one of the, because of the way it's shaped, because of the reputation for noise that it has. It's the blimp shot of Arrowhead is one of the iconic ones.
That's cool.
But again, at the end of the day, you're making decisions with your wallet on whether you're going to go to a football game. And a lot of the time, and it's been amplified now that they've become good, a lot of the time you're making that decision, like, you're paying to go be miserable. And there, like, aren't this, a lot of fan bases is wired like Buffalo, New York, and Green Bay.
Like, this is the thing, though. Like, we talked about this, and this is a really good argument for it, because I know that there's people out there that are saying, it's football, it's supposed to be played in the elements. And I'm kind of with them. It's cool. Whenever it snows, it's cool. Whenever it rains, it's kind of cool. Like, Bills games in the snow are awesome. Steelers games in the snow are awesome. Packers games
on television.
No, those are fun to go to, even if it's snowing outside. Like, that is cool to watch football as the snow comes down. It doesn't snow during football season in Kansas City. It snows in February and March in Kansas City for some reason. It doesn't come until later in the year. So we don't get the pretty games on TV. We get the miserable games where the field is frozen when they're playing the Dolphins in the divisional round. Like, it's not the same. Like, if there was the allure of snow games, I probably would say keep Arrowhead Stadium. But they don't have snow games. Like, how many snow games have been in Arrowhead Stadium in the last decade?
Not very many.
I know. Like, I'm glad. That's my biggest argument to that. It's like,
it's old. Real quick, we just got an email, so I can't put it up on screen, but this is awesome. Bryce, who's a great listener, emails in and said, we might want to stick to sports. New Mexico state capital is Santa Fe, not Albuquerque. Thanks, Bryce. That's awesome. That's correct. Geography has gone way out of the memory banks. The things I'm hanging on to, I can't hang on to much these days. State capital's clearly not one of them. Thank you, Bryce. If you missed our state capital experiment, that was in the last segment. You can listen on the Odyssey app. I agree. Look, the snow thing, all of that. It's like you're competing against the comfort of your home in front of an 80-inch TV. I'd rather watch a team play in snow. I'm not going to go sit in it. I'm not going to pay $500 to go sit in it. And so you put a dome on it. That also, like, opens up the possibilities of the things you can do. You got a dome on that stadium. You can have concerts all year long. Make it retractable if you want to. If you want to play a game in the snow, play a game in the snow.
I think the thing that, like, and I'm not going to, you know, play coy here for listeners that are saying this. Like, we get to go cover the games. Like, we don't pay to go sit in these stadiums. Like, that's our job. We do that. Like, and I don't want to make it seem like we're, you know, oblivious to the fact that people are paying to go to these games and stuff like that. And Final Fours are cool and everything like that. And whenever they build this thing, I mean, look at Jerry World. Cowboys tickets have always been expensive, but you know how hard it is to get a ticket in Jerry World that's not $300? Like, that's the scary part of this as well. If you build a nice stadium, it's going to drive up the demand. Chances are, with the trend that stadiums are going to, it's going to hold fewer capacity. It's going to make it more expensive to go to a game potentially too. Like, that's a part of this.
It will be. And it's probably not going to be as big.
But the thing is, speaking from a business standpoint of about the Kansas City Chiefs and not from a fan standpoint, Chiefs are going to sell it out anyways.
Right. Look, from a business perspective, to me, this has always been an easy decision. Like, there's just some nostalgia for the Hunts. But from a business perspective, you've got the state of Kansas offering you a state-of-the-art retractable roof stadium or dome stadium, and they're willing to pay for what? What does the Starbine give it? 70%? Like,
that's the biggest thing.
70% of it? Like, come on. Like, that's
we were talking about it last night. Me, Schwenke, and Rachel Hackbarth last night of Rachel saying, like, so why has this taken so long? Like, what's the deal? Like, are they going to have to, like, pay for it? I'm like, well, Kansas is going to pay for 70%. And she's like, so why haven't they taken this? I'm like, because Arrowhead Stadium just means stuff to people. And it's basically just
certainly means stuff to the Hunt family.
Yeah. It's basically like, do we want to break people's hearts and maybe move away from Arrowhead? How much is it worth to you? And Kansas has given you the number figure of saying, we will pay for $700 million of your billion-dollar stadium. Like, what do you think of
this
that
number? Was Missouri's offer was 50%? I think that was their final best offer. So, yeah. I mean, you're talking about a lot of money. And again, there is a ton of risk involved here. Like, I don't think this is a slam dunk for the state of Kansas. Like, this could not pay for itself. But I think the Star Bond lessens the blow if that happens. The way it's designed is so perfect for this because most of it gets paid as a use tax, right? Like a sales tax around the arena. So the idea, again, for people is that people that are using it pay for it. But that's a lot. I mean, that is a lot of money.
It's going to be a lot of money. It's going to take some time.
It's going to take a minute. But at the same time,
the biggest moneymaker in America, the biggest moneymaker in America is the NFL, basically.
Entertainment wise. But you know you're getting like all those salaries, they come over here. There's state income tax. The jobs probably don't change as much as people want to make that sound because people can drive across the border and work. But it'll be some, and now it'll be up to the lawmakers to make sure, and you know our job in our news hats to make sure the lawmakers are doing everything that they can to make sure all the jobs to build this thing stay in the state of Kansas, as many as that can reasonably be expected, right? I don't know how many architects there are in the state of Kansas that can design NFL football stadiums, but there might be, and you at least should start there, and there shouldn't be a construction company hired that's not from the state of Kansas. Like, all of that money needs to stay home. Like, we're footing the bill for this thing. Now we don't need to hire, you know, outside forces to come in and build it and collect all the money, which happens all the time. That's so this isn't so like hold hands, kumbaya, like, okay, maybe it happens now on Monday. Now, though, lawmakers better do their part. If we're paying 70% of this thing, we've got some things we're going to need you to agree to on this.
It's a big deal. I don't know. It's interesting. I've definitely moved in from the camp of saying, like, I was gung-ho about moving to Kansas and building the dome, and I still am on that side of it. But I think as the time has passed through all this stuff, I've grown to Arrowhead a little more in the idea of keeping Arrowhead. So I'm kind of torn here because I agree Arrowhead has its cool things and everything like that. If you're going to build it, this is the one thing I saw yesterday, and it's completely right. Like, you have to find a way to make a parking lot big enough where people can tailgate, because that's the claim to fame. Even if it's in, like, put it in Legends, wherever it's going, like, just build a giant parking lot so it's possible to still do that, and find a way to make it the loudest stadium. Like,
find a way to shape it like Arrowhead would be my thing.
That's true.
Like,
I've always talked about Allen Fieldhouse, that like people always talk about, and Allen Fieldhouse is a museum, you know, but like people talk about the atmosphere of Allen Fieldhouse. You can never leave because of the atmosphere. Like, guess what? The atmosphere is the people that are in there. Like, they could go to a different place. Like, that's not the argument. Like, the loudest stadium in football can still be this stadium because they're still the same Chiefs fans, as long as it's, you know, audibly architected. Like, Arrowhead had a little bit of that going on, but it was mostly because fans were crazy.
So the Royals piece of what we're talking about, which is the news that the Chiefs movement into Kansas could take a major step on Monday. The Royals are separate and have separated. Remember, like, you got to think back to all the way to the beginning of this. It was at first a joint deal that was resoundingly rejected by Missouri voters. Right, they were trying to do a twofer thing and keep all the Kauffman area and Arrowhead area together and do all these things. And people are like, no. So then the Royals, eventually the Chiefs are like, okay, well, Royals, sorry, you're on your own. Like, we got to figure out our own thing here, which was the right thing to do probably. So now the Royals are in their own situation, and they're certainly not as attractive as the Chiefs. I think everybody knows that, but they do offer 81 home games. They're not going to do an indoor Royals stadium. So in theory, it should be a cheaper stadium. I don't know that it will be, because the proposals have been over $1 billion still. But they have had a little resistance to whatever that old Sprint facility, whatever is Sprint facility.
Yeah, the Asperia campus.
Yeah, there's been a little resistance there. My thing with this is, and I think you're in alignment with me on this, it'll be hard to support both. I've always thought the best case scenario would be Chiefs to Kansas, Royals to downtown Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
But Missouri can't get its ducks in a row. And the offer for the Royals is still just sitting here. Like, it hasn't changed. It's the same offer the Chiefs are getting.
So basically, yeah, the news we got on that yesterday is that, you know, Senate President released a statement saying that he still feels like the Royals are committed to Kansas, but they've haven't decided on their final location plan. Like, there's too many to narrow it down at this point for the Royals. Like, they're still weighing their options. And so basically saying Monday won't be about the Royals is the layman's way to put it. But he still thinks the Royals are a very real possibility. And there's been reporting yesterday that people feel confident that they'll still come to Kansas.
So, but there's another piece to this. So the deal expires at the end of the year.
No, it doesn't. That's the arbitrary deadline.
There's disagreement among lawmakers on this, I think, from what I'm reading this morning. So the Speaker of the House in Kansas, Dan Hawkins, told KMBC in Kansas City that the deadline is not going to be extended and any decision will have to be made by the end of the year. That conflicts just a little bit with what Ty Masterson said, who's the Senate president, later in the day after the chief stuff, which is that he's confident that the Royals are fully committed to Kansas, which in his opinion, I assume this is his opinion here, fulfills their obligation regarding the advanced timeline given from the LCC. Again, the LCC is the group that's organizing all this. That is the group that's meeting Monday. But he goes on to say the location proposal continues to evolve. It will not be finalized or considered this year or during the upcoming session. So you have two lawmakers here, Speaker of the House and Senate President, kind of saying two different things. One saying we're not extending that deadline again. Like, it's got to be done by the end of the year. And then you have the Senate President saying, well, they're in good faith. They're doing what they need to be doing to hit that end of the year deadline. So it's fine. I don't know which is correct. That becomes a legislative issue. But it's not as cut and dry, I don't think, as the news we're getting on the Chiefs, and that critical meeting may be happening Monday. Yep. So I don't know what this. Listen, I don't know what this means for the Royals. They have been, in fact, more openly aggressive in their hunt in the state of Kansas than the Chiefs have.
Yeah,
like they have. They've been there. There are communities having, you know, small protests about drinking and driving after a game right now at certain site there are legs on the Royals. For sure there are.
No,
I don't know. Royals have had a meeting. They're not hitting a deadline in the next 2 weeks though.
Yeah. The Royals have been most aggressive from the start because they flat out said, we are not staying in this stadium. Like the Chiefs thing, it's a shock that this would happen because I didn't think that they were going to leave Arrowhead Stadium. I thought that they were too tied to it and weren't going to do it. The Royals, though, like anything's on the table for the Royals at this point. And so I don't know. But I agree with you back to your point earlier is the fact of like they want the Kansas wants them both. But I agree that I think that if they got both at one time, like the amount of investment that would go into building two stadiums on this side of the state, like, is a real big bet, and it would probably be okay, but you'd be in the red for a while trying to pay off two star bonds at one time. So if I had to guess, they're really trying to say like, we're going to build this Chiefs one first and then give us a little bit of time and then we'll get the Royals one too. But you can't, you know, beggars can't be.
Well, they can't, I don't know. And I don't know either. And again, like this is also fascinating. Like, are they better served going to the same area? Are we better served getting them in two different areas? I don't know. I that's a good question too, because I don't know, and I don't have a great answer. I mean, if Legends could have all three, those two and the racetrack, maybe that makes the most sense. But does it make the most money? I mean, I'm not sure on all of that. So this one is a little different, though. Like, you're not getting the same. And I just cannot believe Missouri would let them both go, right? Missouri's about to have no NFL teams and one Major League Baseball team. It's one of the most populated states in this country.
Hey,
and that's
what
it's going to come down to.
And the Blues.
And a hockey team. You're right. You're right. Yeah. But still, like, you've now lost both of your NFL teams in a span of 10 years, and you're about to lose a baseball team?
I know. I'm sure Missouri – I'd say that goes most into the emotion of these Missouri people as well that are upset about this, the fact that this happened already a decade
ago. Well, they voted it down. Look, they could have kept them. The voters could have, but that it's hard. Anytime you ask people if they want to spend money, they're going to say no. And so Kansas is I give Kansas's government a lot of credit, because I think when push comes to shove, they have, at least in my 10 years here, been able to get things done that need. And listen, there's all the stupid politicking and all that crap that goes on just fine in Topeka. But when push comes to shove, I mean, all of this to me, and I mean this in a good way, has been so predictable that's a good sign that people can get things done when they need to. What, you weren't here yet. I was on these. When betting became a possibility, well, let me go back one further step. When Clark Hunt very first mentioned, we might come over to the Kansas side, we'd be interested. This happened a long time ago. I remember at the moment, old friend of the program, Sean Logging, who used to be our political reporter, I was like, Sean, we're about to get betting. You watch. Like, we're about to get betting, because that's a piece to this now. It was right when the betting thing took off. It was like, these NFL teams are getting behind this. If Kansas can get that first versus Missouri, that's a big check mark for the Chiefs if they really are considering it. Boom. I mean, they got that done overnight, basically. It's like, okay, well, they shot their shot. Right. They came in and they were like, we're going to shoot it. And they did. And then all of a sudden it's like, OK, the voters turn that down. Boom. Here's a star bond. Come on over. We got a star bond waiting for you. Like, it, you know, in the times of needing to come together, I give Kansas a lot of credit for that. Look what's happening in Missouri. Whether you think it's a good idea or a bad idea is not what I'm trying to say, because, again, it could be a bad idea. But the fact that they've been able to move quickly, cohesively, almost all the time, not quite all the time, but almost all the time. We do have a governor's race coming up. The Missouri side can't do anything. They can't figure any of it out. Kansas, if they get this done, right, wrong, or indifferent, as far as political achievements, it's a big one, because it has taken lawmakers on both sides just kind of coming together and being like, listen, everybody, Chiefs want to come to Kansas? Like, let's put all that other crap to the side for a minute. Let's see if we can't get the Chiefs over here.
That's what I'm saying. It's the way that you have to handle it if you are a lawmaker or a politician in the state of Kansas. If you realize that you have a chance to bring the NFL to your state that's never been here before, I don't think Municipal Stadium was or the old Chiefs Stadium was ever in Kansas. But it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. So the Royal side of it's very interesting, but I don't know.
It's a big opportunity that a state like Kansas doesn't get all that often.
Yeah.
You know, smaller states don't get these sorts of opportunities that often. Mm-hmm. Which is why you have to offer up. That's why the star bond exists in the first place, is to try to put Kansas on the map for some things like this. This is what it was designed for. Again, not all of them work. Some of them work fantastic. Some of them don't. That's what it's here for, though, for this very reason. And it sounds like Monday, for those just jumping in, that we could be like, I know that there's been a lot of movement on this and it's taken a long time. This is as close as you're going to get to significant news on this. There are 4 days before then that something could change, but it sure sounds like we're talking a big time announcement Monday for the Chiefs, not the Royals. Nothing on the Royals. So we got two different things here, back to the original point. And the Royals, again, before yesterday, the Royals have had far more movement than the Chiefs have. At least publicly, they've been buying land. They've been holding forums with voters and people and citizens and all of these things. And here sneak in the Chiefs. Like, I hadn't thought about the Chiefs moving to Kansas. I don't even know when the last time I thought about that was. It's been a minute.
I didn't even, going back to the original vote that we keep talking about, the Jackson County voters to build the downtown stadium and revamp Arrowhead. When that failed, that was me just saying, oh, well, I guess the Royals are just going to have to find the new place to go. Never in my mind was I like, well, the Chiefs are gone. Like, what?
No, I thought, listen, there have been parts of this where I was like, it's 50-50. People ask me that all the time. What do you think the chances are? For a minute, it's like, guys, I think it's like 50-50. Like, that Starbond's a lot of dang money. When the Chiefs indicated that they might stay, like, there was a moment, and I don't even remember what exactly happened, probably within the last 3 or 4 months, maybe. There was a moment there where I was like, I think they're going to stay. I think they're going to stay. I think the allure of being at Arrowhead. It's when Missouri, it's what it was. It's when Missouri put their offer together and the Chiefs didn't immediately be like, yeah, but they're offering us 70%. Like, you're only offering us 50%. Like, that's neat. When it wasn't real obvious at that point, I was like, God, he may just, like, the family pull, the name, all of it may not be able to take him away from Arrowhead.
I agree.
But again, the risk on that for the Chiefs, your fans are the same fans. They drive in a different direction from Kansas City to get to the stadium. The same amount of time, basically, for a lot of them, less time for a lot of them. It's irrelevant. They're still the Kansas City Chiefs. They're still in Kansas City.
One of my favorite posts from yesterday is somebody saying, after we've had to convince people for so long that Kansas City is in Missouri, we're going to have to backtrack all of that now.
I love that too. I thought about that. Like, if they both come over and Kansas City, Missouri fans have been, they just like, it's like they wait in the shadows. It's like their thing. They just can't wait to dunk on somebody that might think Kansas City is in Kansas. Like, oh, and now, like, now they don't get that anymore. That their day's going to be ruined. Here we are. We don't even know the state capital of New Mexico. TJ thinks Rhode Island's a city. And all these people that have been waiting for the Kansas City, Missouri. Oh, man. I have definitely thought about that. And that has also made me smile. Cut us some slack, people. We'll come back. We got football picks in the next hour. You don't want to miss it.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.